This is Healing Justice Podcast, a virtual practice space at the intersection of healing and collective change. We just wrapped up season one of the podcast, and before we head into season two, there's an important, timely thing we need to talk about: surviving the elections. All this month, we're bringing you a brand new mini-series focused exclusively on exactly this. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and I just finished working on the Cynthia Nixon campaign here in New York. I left with so many curiosities about how we reconcile the work of organizing and healing with the notoriously toxic, inadequate, and critical task of taking responsibility for our government. So I asked my friends, a mix of organizers, campaign workers, healers, what questions are you grappling with in this political cycle? Here's what they said.
What role do electoral campaigns play in our bigger picture movement vision? How do we run our electoral campaigns in ways that leave us with more infrastructure, more people, more connection, more radical consciousness, whether or not a specific candidate wins?
I'm interested in the actual act of voting. During the last presidential election, I felt distraught and in deep conflict with my politics. I had rationalized my vote with theory, but couldn't reconcile the contradictions emotionally until much later. My body was full of tension and grief for a really long time.
How can those of us who work on electoral campaigns better balance self-care and collective care with the incredible productivity that's demanded from us on the campaign trail? And I'm also wondering how we can practice better accountability with one another while we're in such a rapid and constantly changing political environment.
Is there an elder who's actually stayed in electoral politics for more than 10 years?
And how do you move forward when you lose big and win big in the same election?
I know that sometimes we do just need to sprint, but I wonder how we can be intentional about the rhythm of sprint and recovery.
I'm also interested in the impact of election season on folks that can't participate in the official process because of citizenship status, felony convictions, and other forms of disenfranchisement. How can we best support those folks?
How do you heal from disappointment and grief when the election analysis is everywhere and your loss is being replayed over and over?
Is there anyone who knows how to use the van and be a kind person?
Hey, shots fired at the voter file geniuses among us. But in all seriousness, there is a lot of depth to these questions, and we hope we can begin to dive into them together in this series. Whether you're an overwhelmed voter, a campaign worker, a movement organizer who's given up on our broken democracy, or even watching with horror from outside the United States, we've got something for you in this series. We'll be talking with Sunrise Movement about electoral versus movement organizing, campaign managers about healthy campaign culture, laugh crying over the two true memes of the campaign sick Tumblr, and we'll hear from Campaign Workers Guild about the movement to unionize campaign workers. We're talking with candidates about how they take care of themselves on the campaign trail and digesting the complexities of victory and loss from a long-term perspective with elders. Sign up for our email list at healingjustice.org/elections to get a notification when episodes publish and some extra resources to help you survive this election cycle right there in your inbox. Follow at Healing Justice on Instagram and at HJ Podcast on Twitter and join the conversation there with us. Subscribe in whatever podcast app you use to listen to Healing Justice Podcast. And thank you so much to our sponsor, Groundswell Action Fund, the largest funder of women of color-led C4 work in the country, for partnering with us on this mini-series. We've inherited a pretty big political mess, and we've got a lot of questions to dig into together about what we want to do with that. Let's survive this election cycle together.